News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
More than 7,000 people have been arrested for drink and drug driving so far this year, which equates to one driver offending every hour of every day. That's according to figures from a new multi-agency survey. And Sarah O'Connor, Director of Partnerships and External Affairs at the Road Safety Authority, joins us. Sarah, these are pretty stark figures. Is this getting worse? Has drink driving become acceptable again in a way that it wasn't for a while?
Well, we've been concerned, I suppose, for the last 12 months about the acceptability of drink driving. Some of your listeners may recollect we held a safe and sober seminar last January where we flagged that a question that we routinely ask in our attitudinal survey every single year about the acceptability of drink driving among, you know, a person's friends, family, so among their peers and their groups. That would have been at 85% actually in 2019, and last year's figures put it at 73%. And the survey that we have just in our hands this week that we've been working on with Ipsos would have tell us that 25% of people think it's acceptable to drive short distances, and 11% of people who completed that survey. So that's over 1,000 people. So it's a representative sample.
So 25% of people think it is acceptable to drink and drive if you're going a short distance.
According to that survey, according to the research is done on that in the last 3 to 4 weeks, so it's very, very up to date.
Okay, yeah. So where do we go from here, Sarah? Because somehow the message around drink driving is either being diluted or it's not landing.
We think that COVID has played a part. That's, I suppose, one of the things we're trying to surmise and to get our heads around, because obviously that 12% difference across the 4 or 5 years is quite notable. And so that's one of the reasons that we've done that major piece of research for us to try and understand that. And I know that the Medical Bureau for Road Safety and the Gardaí are also on their side of the work around drink driving, are also doing the same, trying to figure out what's happening there so that we can counteract that. For us, I suppose, it's been a very intensive week in that space. We've been doing focus groups because we will have a new drink driving ad in the new year. And in the run-up to Christmas, people will see our Time to Talk ad, which features a funeral, but they will also see our Crashed Lives Ciarán ad as well, which has been extraordinarily effective in the 8 years since it was introduced. And I suppose for me, I think the figures are one piece of the story. I think the real piece underneath it is, you know, I know Gillian and I know Ronan, who lost their son, Ciarán, and that was 10 years ago now. And look, I mean, I think what they did with their advert and their continued support of that advert being out there year in, year out is extraordinarily brave. And so for me, I like people to think about Ciarán over the course of the next number of weeks. And when you're heading out, if you're going to a pub, if you're going to somebody's house and people say, would you like a drink? Ah, you'll just have one. I'd like people maybe to take that nod towards Ciarán, who we know people have embraced and brought into their lives and bring with them, and to say, no, I'm okay, actually. I'm okay. Because I think really for this Christmas, we'd like people to step into protector mode on the road instead of hurter mode on the road. And really saying no to that drink, that first drink or any drink, is really, really important.
Okay. Thank you, Sarah. You sound a little frustrated, if I may say, and I don't mean that in a bad way. You just sound like you're like, oh, God, people aren't learning. But look, thank you for coming on and joining us with this morning. That is Sarah O'Connor, the Director of Partnerships and External Affairs at the Road Safety Authority. That's a stark figure, Shane. 25% of people think short distances of drink driving are okay. 25%.
I can't fathom the logic of that. What, you can't have an accident in driving a short distance? I think majority of accidents happen when you're driving a short distance.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.